Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on right now? I'm catching up with a couple of the dudes from Woodshed. Say your name really loud and what you do in Woodshed.
I'm Jake, and I play the drums. Of course, you can go first.
I'm Hunter. I play guitar and sing.
Welcome back to the show. We are now doing it virtually. You guys have been in studio a few times. I think you guys played acoustic in studio before. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Man, it was awesome.
It was a special night. You guys got to bro down with Pepper Keenan backstage at Painting the Grass.
That was cool.
So many KISW memories with Woodshed, and we're going to make some more right now. So welcome to the show. Where are you guys at right now?
We're at my house in Burlington, Washington.
Good old Burlington, not the coat factory.
It looks classy, man. How many guitars do you own?
Oh, probably like 20.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. I have a pretty stupid collection of guitars.
Okay, top three. What are your top three? And I know it's like choosing your babies, but top three, rank them. 1, 2, and 3. Favorite guitars.
My Martin acoustic.
Okay, that's one.
That's a nice one.
My 87 black custom Strat.
Okay.
And which one is torn? Probably my baritone Jaguar.
Ooh,
the heavy hitter. Yeah.
What's number 20? What's the worst?
I've got some beaters. Yeah. probably the one that I got in Mexico at a pawn shop.
Okay. You can just thrash around with that, right?
Yeah. It was
it's like a beach guitar.
It was totally a beach guitar.
Nice. Right on. Well, the reason why I'm having you guys on is obviously you guys are a great band. You guys are cool dudes, but they have something special. This is the fourth annual Shed Fest. Is that right?
Yes.
Now this one is huge. This one's going to be going down at the Slime Dog Speedway in Stanwood, and it is July 8th and 9th, 2022. Going to be benefiting some great causes like the MS Society in partnership with White Horse Musicians Guild. Again, yep. Slime Dog Speedway in Stanwood. I'm going to go over this roster real quick here. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Friday, we got Hellbot, Burn Through Life, The 69 Lines, Always Naked, Shutter Speed, Trip the Wire, and Creamsicle. Saturday is you guys, Woodshed, Witch Ripper, Stoned Evergreen Travelers, The Moon is Flat, MTR Project, Skullbot, Crypt Amnesia, Dre Mora, Wet Temple, Uncle Lord, and Atrocity Girl. Hot damn. That's a good lineup.
Yeah, dude.
It's got to be a trip to have this be bigger and bigger and bigger every year. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, man. It's just fun to put together, man, and give a place for all these bands to go get like a festival experience. Because that's like
they call it fun to put together all the time.
A little stressful, and like,
it's pretty stressful, but
people bicker a little bit. But it's productive.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, so, like, the festival experience is just a lot different than a club experience. So it's just, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's cool to give bands that, you know, yeah. aren't necessarily playing these kind of shows.
We love to party outside.
Yeah.
Rain or shine.
Camping is included. So is that, why don't you give me the details on that? Where do people camp?
Slumdog is in Stanwood right along the river.
Okay.
So we have everybody kind of line the river and camp awesome. Right along the river there. And
which is nice when it's like 90 degrees when yeah. it is that hot. Right, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty
down
clean.
The cow fields, and
you can walk down to the beach and you know, go swimming if you want to.
You can end up floating down to the ocean if you wanted.
That's awesome, man. So okay, so yeah, you know, do you in the past has everyone camped or you know, has
we
that
encourage it.
You encourage it? Nice.
Yeah, dude. Definitely. I mean, we don't want you know, because there's lots of drinking that goes on at festival.
Yep.
We don't want people driving home. So, you know, and
just crash there.
Yeah, you know, that's another reason.
Crash there. Just another reason come why party. We got 2 days of music.
You know, we want people to be able to do that and be able to get a ticket, you know, not completely
have to spend $120 to do it or something.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if you don't mind me asking, who kind of, you know, takes the reins on this? Like, is it both of your guys divvy it up, or is one of you more in charge of booking it and all that stuff, or who really takes control?
I book most of the bands and do the scheduling. We have a team of friends. My wife is involved.
Yeah.
Does like a lot.
Yeah. Logistics.
Logistics stuff.
A lot of the hard stuff. We're not techie people. Yeah.
Like this is she created the poster.
Yeah, like this is techies we get with Zoom.
Yeah, you just downloaded Zoom. So
yeah. I just downloaded
like 5 minutes before this, it was unbearable.
Yeah.
So you know, she kinda deals with some of our money stuff
there's a lead for each area.
There's a lead for each area, yeah. So it's like she does all the administration stuff,
the PR stuff.
She can introduce herself.
Yeah, all of you want to come over here?
Come in here.
We're having street tacos too. She's coming.
Yep.
And she's got to be.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, hey.
Yeah, we got a roadie.
Nice, dude. Awesome.
But yeah, man, it's a group of like what, five of us that are, we owe at least on a chat, you know. Yeah.
So we have Wes May. He's a good friend of ours from Wes May. Damn. He's a good friend of ours. He's been handling all the sponsorships.
Okay.
Front of house stuff. He's pretty important dude running around. Then we got our buddy John, who's like our stage engineer,
sound, lighting, anything they have. Yeah, boom.
So we go out there and we all bust our ass and set up the stage the week before, you know, that week, and run around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to get everything ready for Friday.
Yep. So
I guess I'm going to shoot myself in the foot on this one, because this year I got us the porta potty. So I guess I'm the king.
You're the man.
I'm gonna be policing them. Like, come on, guys, make sure these things are clean.
Yeah.
Move over, Brett Hitman. You're the man.
Yeah. Oh man, that's amazing.
I wasn't sure if we could cuss on here.
Yeah.
It's not live. We're good. I'll just bleep it. No worries. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, this is cool, because you know there's a lot of fests that are out there, and a lot of them are, you know, backed by a big booking company, big corporation, you know, and things. But this is, you know, 100% DIY, your sweat equity. It's you guys are putting the time in and booking this yourselves, and you'll be setting up the stage. And so that's like a really cool thing to know. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on here to talk about, you know, what it takes to do this. You know, it's gotta be a lot of work, but you know,
yeah, even coming down to the landscaping we have to do. We go out
there like a week before and do all the mowing and weeding and get it all ready for the thing too.
Yeah, man, it's pretty fun. I mean, it's hard work, but it's fun work. Right? You got all your friends out there.
Well, once we're on stage Saturday night, I mean, it's there's the reward there. Yeah. You know, like we're having a kick-ass time with all of our friends and probably trying to kill ourselves playing for 4 hours.
So. Yeah, every song we can.
So this is the fourth year. Has every year been at the same Slime Dog Speedway?
This will be the third year at Slime Dog. The first time we did it was at this was at a friend's place. There was another festival called Wilderfest. He doesn't do it anymore. So we did it there. It was like out in the woods and stuff, and it rained the whole time. It was for it was to celebrate 10 years of Woodshed.
Yeah.
And so then we just kept it going. That one was pretty rowdy. It was
that was a
bring your own booze, yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Big giant backwood party.
Wow.
Generator, like so yeah. This year, well, you saw the poster. That's the stage we had last year. We have the same stage this year.
Yeah.
We got food vendors, we got a beer garden. It's an event.
The boys are going legit.
Yeah.
It's wild to see how we grew from that. The first time we.
We have permits.
Yeah. We're actually legal now. It's weird.
Next year, it'll be Live Nation Presents.
Oh, man, you're wild.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So, okay, man. Well, okay. So over the last 3 years, you know, I know there's probably a ton that come to mind, but, what's like one or two sets that you know, besides Woodshed sets, what are one or two sets that, you know, come to mind when I ask, like, what are some of your favorite, Shed Fest sets?
Oh, definitely Steel Beans.
Mm-hmm. They played last year.
They played last year. Every time I see him, it's a different band. He's got a different group of people, and it's always amazing.
Wild.
He blows my mind every time.
It's like you're tripping, but you're not. You're like, what is happening here? Yeah. It's amazing.
Steel Beans. Okay, I got to check out Steel Beans.
Last year, the band had a very Pink Floyd, like 60s Pink Floyid vibe going on.
Okay.
And it was really cool.
Nice. All right.
Yeah,
okay, so this year, who are you guys really looking forward to?
Witch Ripper. I'm stoked to see those guys. We've been like kind of playing alongside them like for a while.
We've never actually played a show with them.
Yeah, so it's kind of all stoked
to have them on board. You know, we got some homies that are on the bill. Wet Temple's been on the bill every year and they always kill it. And Skullbot, we've had them on the bill every year and they kick ass every time.
Yeah, we definitely try to rotate. You know, new meat in there too.
I'm stoked to have Hellbot come out and play.
Yeah,
I know Jake from Hellbot played in Van Epps. The 19th. First year we did it at Slime Dog,
2019.
So I'm stoked.
Let me just say, I'm stoked. My friend Misha's band, Stoned Evergreen Travelers, are going to play. They're
that's
awesome.
Going to be a good one.
I'm really excited for them.
Have we played with them before?
I don't think we've played with them, but I used to play with Witchburn.
Yep. With Misha. Bunch. Yep.
Yeah. I've known her for a long time. That's so awesome. I'm stoked to have them there. Yeah. It's going to be a damn good time.
Killer. Well, we're talking right now with Woodshed. They're going to be playing Shed Fest 4 July 8th and 9th in partnership with White Horse Musicians Guild at the Slime Dog Speedway in Stanwood. Tickets are available now. We're going to go into a song from Woodshed. This is called The Storm. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Woodshed. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
The sun.
The Storm by Woodshed. They're going to be playing Shedfest 4 July 8th and 9th out in Stanwood. So I know Taryn's going to be there.
Yeah, she lives right up, like,
yeah, she's right up the road.
She literally, I think last year, said before they came down, they could hear it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. So that's going to be that's a good feeling when you got your neighbors coming down, you know?
Absolutely. Slime Dog Speedway in Stanwood again is, and the lineup is Hellbot, Burn Through Life, The 69 Lines, Always Naked, Shutter Speed, Trip the Wire, Creamsicle, Woodshed, Witch Ripper, Stoned Evergreen Travelers, The Moon is Flat, MTR Project, Skullbot, Cryptomnesia, Dre Mora, Wet Temple, Uncle Lord, Atrocity Girl.
Yeah.
Beautiful, right? Sunday. Actually, Sunday. No. Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday is going to hurt. This is the biggest.
This is the most bands we've had this year.
Yes.
But I added, three more. Yeah. Three more, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's, I mean, everybody gets like a 40, 45 minute set.
Yeah.
We're on the hour and it's pretty grueling once we get into it.
Yeah.
So, man, we encourage everyone, to get there early, plan ahead, if you got to, take the time off on Friday or whatever. Because all these bands, deserve to have everybody to see them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like, the time to play in the Saturday morning, that sometimes that could be the best because you get to watch all the other bands afterwards.
Totally. Get there. Yeah. That's the thing is with fests, you probably want to play early so that you can just hang out and drink and watch the rest of the bands. You're like, come on, let me get on early.
Yeah. Saturday, you're like, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then it's hot out, you got to stay hydrated.
That's true. Remember to bring your hydro flask of water.
Definitely.
Oh. Yeah, drink water.
Or what are those? Camelbacks. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so obviously, the kind of the elephant in the room was the pandemic, 2 years of not or at least 1.5 year of, you know, things being up in the air, not being able to tour, not being able to play, et cetera, et cetera. How did you guys navigate this? How did you guys stay sane and how did you guys stay busy?
We kept practicing diligently. We're working on new material.
Yeah.
We played where we could. We did some like live stream stuff. We did, you know, whatever we could. And then we were still able to have Shed Fest last year, so that was cool.
Yeah, that was like almost
outdoors.
We didn't know what was going on. It was like right down to the wire. Like, can we even do this? Like, we don't want to, you know, put people in danger or whatever, you know. And so it was just kind of a waiting game on, you know,
totally.
So,
but you pulled it off.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, man.
We slapped last year together in like 2 months. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is going to make up for it though. So you got plenty of time to you know, gear up for it. It's going to be bigger than ever.
I think we have more sponsors than ever. We have, there's a lot more going into it. We have more advertisement for it.
We're trying to get a dunk tank.
Yeah, we're trying to get a dunk tank.
I was thinking a dunk a drummer would be pretty cool.
Also, dunk Taryn. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be cool too.
Dunk Taryn Daly from KISW.
I'm definitely getting in there.
Yeah, you just hang out.
I'll do it if it's raining.
He'll do it just because he wants to get in the pool.
Yeah. I've never been in a dunk tank. I want to do it.
We're going to try to get one. We'll see.
Yeah, no promises. So I heard on the radio, you guys are going to have a dunk tank.
Exactly. Before I go any further, we should mention that we're missing a member. So who are we missing and what are they up to?
Nick Scannell is not feeling well. He's at home right now. We were supposed to have band practice, but he wasn't feeling good today. So
feel better, Nick.
Yeah, feel better, Nick.
All right.
But yeah, he is our newest member. Been in the band about 2 years now.
Yeah, it feels like a lot longer, but it really is just 2 years.
Yeah. So
yeah, and we're just trying to pump out, you know, the new album is.
Yeah, we're working on a concept record, and it's going to be nuts.
Awesome. How far into the process are you guys?
Most of the songs done or close to being done. We still have a few to figure out.
Yeah,
Button up some stuff. And
then the rest is really all the extracurricular stuff, you know?
We've gone pretty progressive with some of the music, so it's...
Killer.
These songs are difficult.
Yeah, they're a little more like I'm getting older and like the songs are getting longer, so there's like definitely a medium I gotta find.
Well, I mean, you have a dog named Caius, you know. I can tell you guys are gonna have the stony grooves, I bet.
definitely have the stony grooves.
I like it. Right on, man. Well, okay, so you know, we got Shed Fest coming up and then an album on the way. Anything else you guys want to tease?
I mean, other than just kind of be on the lookout for.
Yeah, just a huge thank you to everyone
is more important.
Involved.
Yeah.
Helping things happen.
And like the you guys there at the radio station, all the local love we get, you know, from you guys. And it gives you hope.
Yeah.
Everything's been kind of defeating the last couple years, you know.
Yeah.
Not even just, you know,
ready for some good
personalized, but what's good going everywhere.
And you got a baby on the way.
I got a baby boy on the way, yes. Due in September.
Nice. Awesome. Well, again, we got a Shed Fest July 8th and 9th. Tickets are available now. And you can check out Friday and Saturday. You can pick and choose what you want to do. You could camp the whole weekend. It's up to you. Choose your own adventure with Shed Fest, right?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Sunday's just kind of hangover day.
There you go. And
lazily clean things up.
Inner tube down the river.
Yeah.
Still there after 11. I'm putting you to work.
Yeah.
Nice. Right on. Well, again, at Slime Dog Speedway in Stanwood, we'll see you there July 8th and 9th, Shed Fest 4. Guys, we're going to go out with Closing In, I believe is the name of the song. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Final words for Loud and Local, guys.
Man, just thanks for the promo.
Thanks,
and,
everybody.
And we'll see you July 8th and 9th.
Yeah, come party. We'll be right back.
I don't want to see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.